Hey, let's do one on a Danielle, Danielle, Durham, Durham, 125.99. Chief complaint, rectal bleed. This is the 24-year-old young lady, obese young lady, whom was started on zithromycin per her OB-GYN 4 days ago. She was given 4 tablets of 250 milligram times one time for chlamydia treatment. After a few days, she had diarrhea. Then she had rectal bleed. Then now she's having what looks like external hemorrhoids. Patient has had external hemorrhoids in the past, and I've seen a doctor who's looked at him previously. Patient is not having any kind of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or any other associated symptoms, period. New paragraph, patient is here with her boyfriend who both have declined rectal examination. Put that in big letters. Past medical problems, possible PCOS. She's under investigation by her OB-GYN at this time. Patient was on birth control pills for 3 years, then stopped taking them in December. Has not had a period, and the OB-GYN is looking into that. Medication, she just finished zithromycin. No other medication. Medical problems, possible PCOS, surgery, non-social. She drinks very little. She doesn't smoke. Last period hasn't had normal periods for 3 years, but her last period was actually in December of last year. Family history, mom's alive with hypertension, dad has other medical issues, no colon cancer reported. Patient weighs 254 pounds, she's alert, she's awake, review of system as above, by the way, 100%, 97.8, 16, 72, 128 over 90, heart pulse, this one was a abdomen soft, neck shows the JVD, skin shows no rash. Abdominal ultrasound is totally negative except for fatty liver and a copious amount of air in the colon throughout. Cannot see the ovaries in the lower abdomen. Assessment number one, most likely antibiotic-induced diarrhea. Number two, I have recommended bland diet, yogurt, lots of liquid. BRAT diet, next number in 24 to 48 hours, if not improved, we need to obtain sample colitis caused by, leave that blank for a minute. Next number, yogurt. Next number, BRAT diet. Next number, sitz bath. Next number, anisol HC per rectum. So what am I thinking of? Antibiotic-induced diarrhea. What's the organism that causes it? Yeah, but when you give them antibiotics and they get sort of members in their colitis, C. diff. We have to check for C. diff if the symptoms continue. So let's put that. Then put down, she refused rectal exam. I explained to the patient and boyfriend that there's no way to know if this is colon cancer or rectal cancer, mass and or hemorrhoids, but they definitely do not want us to do a rectal exam. They want to find a female doctor for that. Next number, I've gone ahead and prescribed anisol HC suppositories. I told him that it may be expensive. Next number is obesity. Next number is possible PCOS. Next number has had an evaluation by GI for hemorrhoids in the past. Nevertheless, I would like to do a rectal exam now, but they refused. Next number, come back next week if not any better. Next number, not interested in blood work. She's had copious amount of blood work done by OB-GYN because of her abnormal periods. Thank you.